So, unfortunately, there's not going to be a flashy presentation. I've got a couple of notes that I've jotted down. So, I'm here as part of the Space Generation Advisory Council. Until earlier this year, I was actually the national point of contact for Australia. So what that is a network across the world of young professionals and late university students. And we advise the government and industries on different aspects of space that are affecting us and we feel are important going forward. One of the other organisations I'd like to have a quick discussion about is the Space Industry Association of Australia. They're formerly the Australian Space Industry Chamber of Commerce, so they've just changed their name. And what they are is a national non-for-profit organisation that are aiming to promote the growth of the Australian space industry. And they do this through a couple of different forums. One is advising government on behalf of the industry, and the other is providing a forum for industry members to network amongst each other. I can't talk much more about those two organisations now, but both of those have websites. You can actually go in and see what projects they're running, what workshops and different forums that you can get involved in. Especially space industry, their website is spaceindustry.com.au. International Astronautical Congress is one of the biggest space events around the world, and it's attended by over 2,000, up to about 3,000 people every year. This is actually occurring in Adelaide next year, so it moves around each year, so a different country will bid, and then there's quite a long lead-up for that, and then one will be chosen about 3 years in advance. So it will be in Adelaide on the 25th to the 29th of September next year, so which is quite close. Registrations actually open in October. So make sure you get on that very quickly. It's one not to miss. The main partners this year is the International Astronautical Federation, the International Academy of Astronautics, and the International Institute for Space Law. So it's quite a broad spectrum conference. It covers education, science, engineering, law, medicine, you name it. If it can be involved with space, it is. So it is actually being hosted by the Space Industry Association of Australia this year and has a lot of partners. Its main sponsors at the moment are Lockheed Martin and the Australian and South Australian governments. And what is it? Why should you be involved? The key focus is it's a five-day congress. And there are many lecture streams covering all different areas. So you can be involved by putting in a presentation or a paper. There's also poster sessions or by attending the event. There, this year in Guadalajara, there's actually 20 parallel lecture streams. So as I said, if you can think of it, it will be covered there. So put in a paper or at least attend. There's also an exhibition hall. So we have industries and companies and government organisations from all around the world that come in and set up a booth so you can go and talk to them about their technologies, what are they doing, what are they planning, and be involved with them that way. There's also a whole lot of smaller lectures and discussions that are held within the exhibition hall and a whole lot of meetings that go on in the background which you can be involved in. Additionally to that, it is, as I said, also partnered by the International Institute for Space Law. And one of the key events that they hold is a moot court for space law. So you can go along and it's a proper moot court. They do the debating and really discuss some of these key issues. And the issue does change each year, so I can't tell you much about that at the moment. But go along and watch that or be involved. And it's very interesting to go and see. There's also the Global Networking Forum, which runs parallel to the lecture streams, and their main aim is connecting people in space. So there's a broad range of lectures, different organisations, different space agencies, all looking at how can we all work together, how can we grow the space industry and government across the world. Some of the other things in the lead-up, there are a whole lot of workshops. You have the UN and the International Astronautical Federation workshops. You've also got education as professional development workshops and cross-cultural workshops. So there's a lot of things happening outside of the main conference, and some of these things are already up on the website. Another good source of information is to go and have a look at the current one, so Guadalajara, Mexico, and most of these activities will read across in some way or another to next year. Additionally, there's also a young professional program and the ICEB, or the International Student Education Board program. And these run parallel. They have events during the day and also at night. Additionally, there's a whole lot more. So there's public workshops, public lectures, there's an open day. There's a whole lot of meetings and breakfast and dinners that occur throughout the event. Some of these are open to members and interested. So one, for example, is the Women in Aerospace always have a breakfast, and these organisations encourage people to come along. I think that covers a lot of what's happening, and as I said, it's been a lot of a download of information. The website is already available for next year, and that has a preliminary program and some of the ways that you can be involved, noting that typically, if you're putting in a paper, that closes around the January, February, about the February mark, early February. So keep your eye on that. Again, that may change depending on the organiser's schedule for next year. So have a look at the website, and I really do encourage you to get along, because it is going to be big for Australia. It's going to really combine the industry and governments in space. It's also going to get out some of that information to the public. There were questions before. So this is going to be a key forum for us pushing some of the activities that we can do and getting the public interest as well. Thank you very much.